I'm Rob Morrison.
I'm Junior Garrett.
Junior Garrett, doing? Pleasure to meet you, sir. Mm-hmm.
So, I'm doing this project. I'm going around different places. I
flew into Memphis and spent the last weekend up in Concord, Arkansas. Population 244. But I was the Grand Marshal of the Concord Parade. It was quite something. It was a lot of fun.
Doggone sun's fixing to hit over the spot. You know what? All these damn oak trees, I think we can find a better place to stand. Story I got was this church was built here, I want to say around 1950.
Yeah.
The original church was way off, but it wasn't named Concord. I'm not sure what the name was. They called it Concord because of the road.
Uh-huh.
And how this road got to be named Concord, I have no idea. It used to be just rural route number 9. And then somebody come up and named it Concord. But this church was way off out here in the country. And it was down here in the floodplain of the Tuolumne Creek.
Yep.
And the Army Corps and all that told them, you got to go. So they got to come up here and bought this section of property right here, and they built this church up.
Huh. So that's the original church that there was built when it moved here.
Yep. When they put that sucker together right there, they come up with that name.
Well, you know where the I don't know where I am to tell you. Yeah, I think it's that way. The Concord Cemetery is.
Yes.
So it must have been adjacent to that.
No, it was further on off out in the country when they moved.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Tuolumne Creek. How did you come into town?
35.
Okay. If you go right up. I came through Aviation Road. 3184.
Yep.
And it goes across, you know, it drops off. That is the Tuolumne Bottom. If I remember, it doesn't make any difference. One of them is the Tuolumne Creek, and the other name is, there's another name to it, some creek. But anyway, the church was further up.
Mm-hmm.
See, the way I understood, Concord Road went on down here, you know, before the air base and all that. It was just a dirt road that run off all out in the boonies out there.
Yeah.
And the road ran right by the old church. And like I said, I don't even remember what the old church's name was.
I've got it written down somewhere over there. It's something like began with a T or something. Is it like an Indian name or something?
Well, see, Tuolumne is an Indian name.
Was it Tuolumne Baptist or something like that?
It may have been.
Yeah, that's it. Sounds like it.
I'm trying to think of who might know. I bet them Sudbury girls would know. I don't know how in the world you get in touch with them.
Hmm.
But that's about all I can tell you about it.
So I didn't like the
been right there.
You didn't like the new pastor when you moved in.
He's a young kid, and I'm too old for him. I didn't care for ways. He didn't, when he did his little thing, you know, he's in his getting mid late 30s, and it just don't grab.
Didn't resonate.
It don't grab.
Nope.
Of course, our preacher that was there, old Lester Adams, he was 81, 82, somewhere in that area. When he finally said, "That's it, I'm retired." I just said, told the wife, "That's it, I'm done."
That's great.
We'll go somewhere else.
So where do you go? Do you go?
We go with my son over yonder across town to a Bethel Methodist Church. Over on Old Robinson Road, right over on the side of Waco.
I can't figure all these. I don't know how the Methodist is much different than the Baptist.
Now, old preacher over here, he always said the only difference between Methodist and Baptist is Baptist dunk and Methodist sprinkles. That's the only difference there is.
So did they? Were you baptized with this church?
Yes, I was baptized in that.
Now, where did they baptize?
When you go in right there and you go through another set of doors, that is the main part of the church. And right up there is the pew, and behind the pew is where the baptism.
Oh, okay, so you didn't go down to the creek or anything like that?
No. No, nobody around does that anymore. But
I was at one the other day.
Well,
and they said, down below the right, it goes down behind the church, and there's a stream down there where all the pigs and the deer are. They said, that's where we used to baptize, but all you got is leeches down there. So watch your feet if you go down there.
Well, my dad was born out here at Rock Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just off the banks of the Brazos River up here on the north side of town. Little old community, Patrick and Rock Creek. All right, there was a Rock Creek Baptist Church where they went. Every spring, when it got warm, they did their annual baptism, and everybody marched right down into the Brazos River down yonder, and you got dunked.
Got to dunk. You get a big group to do it, I've got.
Yeah, they only do it through the summertime.